2237.
And tonight is Julia here with you.
And Mark, I mean, we've got a little something different going on tonight.
That's right. Ian decided to not show up for work
today. Yeah, right. Can't trust him.
Definitely.
Just does whatever he wants.
Right. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about tonight. I wanted to start off with this crazy story out of New York, of course, from Reason.com. And it's about a city banning roommates. When I first saw this title, it's one of those titles that's so ridiculous that you think it's The Onion.
When
right?
you read it to me, I told you, make sure you've read that story in its entirety because there's something we're missing here.
Right. But no, we're not missing anything. This from Reason.com. Last week, city council members in Watertown, New York, which is 70 miles north of Syracuse, voted 3-2 to outlaw roommates. Now, 3-2.
We're on in Watertown, by the way.
What?
We're on in Watertown.
Really?
Yes, we
How
are.
How interesting. If you're from Watertown and you'd like to call about this, 855-450-FREE. 3-2, that doesn't sound like a lot of people. That sounds like a small town. Only 5 city councilors voting?
It could be. I think that, it really just depends. I mean, some towns have, I'm from a town that had, 5 county commissioners, and it was 200,000 people, so not
that
exactly small.
That doesn't sound like enough to be able to make a decision for you.
What do you mean?
Like, 3 people basically made a vote, and
yes.
That makes this law.
3 people decided.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's really, I mean, it's not that much different than having a strong mayor. Some towns, mayors have more power than others. There's, the difference between a strong mayor and a weak mayor. And in, some towns, the mayor has a lot of power. So, that's just one guy doing whatever the heck he wants.
Yeah, I certainly don't agree with that. But it just seemed like when you read it out loud, something as ridiculous as outlawing roommates, which we'll get into a little bit more detail here in a second, that decision can be made by 3 people. It just seems crazy.
It's stunning. By the way, one of the worst economies, I've got to say the worst economy of my life,
yeah.
And probably one of the worst economies of most people's lifetimes going on, they're going to outlaw people cohabitating to, I assume, save money. I don't know what defines a roommate. Can I shack up with my girlfriend? Is she a roommate?
I don't know. It says here, a woman living on...
Oh, by the way, if my wife's listening, this is a theoretical girlfriend I'm talking about here, not like a real girlfriend.
Does your wife listen?
No, she would be caught dead. Go ahead.
Yeah. A woman living on Thompson Boulevard in the city brought concerns to the council because she said her next-door neighbor was living with his fiancé and 2 other roommates and didn't want to see it become a regular thing. 3 lawmakers agreed. Fundamentally,
this person's living next door to a house with 4 adults in it.
And she doesn't like it.
She just doesn't like it. These nosy little busybodies could do whatever the heck they want.
It's sick.
And, if you want to undo this, and I don't even know if they can undo this, if one wants to undo this, you basically have a couple of options. You can quit whatever your life's work is. And then go and run against this person, and maybe you'll win, and maybe you won't. Or you can take them to court at your expense. Let's just call that $100,000. Anybody out in the studio audience that's got $100,000 they could waste on a lawsuit, just go ahead and raise your hand. I imagine we're talking about 0.25% of the listening audience here. It's ridiculous. And these people just do whatever they want.
Right.
Just this cavalier busybody just says, I don't like that.
And she happens to be a part of the city council. She gets to do that. If she doesn't, whatever she doesn't like, willy-nilly just gets to declare laws.
I guess we should be happy that she doesn't like certain ornamental shrubbery out in front of, sorry, you just can't have the crotons. They bother me. Colors, leaves, it doesn't make any sense. You have to have flowers or you can have plants, but you can't have a plant that's colorful like flowers. Sorry.
Yeah, it's crazy. Fundamentally, I think it's wrong that we put these kinds of procedures and policies in place. Really, all we're doing is hurting the people who live in this community, said Watertown City Councilwoman Teresa Macluso. Macluso said that in these tough times, a roommate could be needed to keep someone from losing a home. There are soldiers who need roommates, and also same-sex couples would be harmed. Previously, the city allowed up to 4 roommates in neighborhoods zoned for single-family homes. The change reduces that number to 0. So from 4 to 0, because some lady somewhere...
I'm just trying to understand. So, I mean, basically you have to be husband and wife to live together?
Yeah.
Non-family members have to be husband and wife to live together?
It sounds that way. And how are they going to enforce that?
This person is insane.
How are they going to enforce that?
They're going to have people reporting on other people, and the cops are going to come knock on your door. I mean, I guess.
Because if it were me... Okay, I'm actually just thinking about this for a second, and it's getting more ridiculous in my mind. So, like, I live with somebody, and we're not married. Like, are you telling me that in that situation, I would have to move out? We would have to live separately? I mean, this is kind of like a moral thing, almost.
It certainly sounds like somebody who's got a moral stick up their butt, is what it sounds like to me. I couldn't say for certain, but...
And if I had to pay rent...
I don't care what the morals are behind it. I care what the results are, and that's... it's nuts.
That's... If I had to pay twice the rent and twice the bills that I'm paying right now, I could do it. I would have nothing left over. All of my money would be spent on bills and food and all of that, and I would never be able to get anywhere.
Well, at least your neighbors would be happy. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, I don't think my neighbors give a crap.
Well, it also probably would result in people getting married that shouldn't be getting married, higher divorce rates, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, hey, we can't afford to live together. Why not get married?
I don't know what things are like in Watertown, but, if there's a city center and, you know, people would be then trying to live across the town line or whatever in order to avoid this nutty lady and her dumb rule. So it's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anybody out there who thinks that this is okay? I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. From the Watertown Daily Times, during a public hearing before the vote, Mr. Hartman tried to convince council members that he invited his friends to live with him because he had just purchased the house last February and needed some help because he was just starting out. All I'm trying to do is live a quiet life, he said. But the 3 council members who supported the change said the city had to make sure that the characteristic of residential A zones are protected.
She really got other people to vote on this? I mean,
apparently.
It's crazy.
These people, do they not have grandchildren?
I don't. Because, I guess they want them to continue to live at home.
Because I feel like it's pretty common these days for young people to purchase homes and to have a roommate, because in a lot of circumstances where the market is down especially and you can buy homes for a lot cheaper, if you can purchase a cheaper home and have a roommate, you'll pay less on a mortgage than you will renting.
Yeah.
And you're actually, you know, working towards something.
Absolutely.
Like, it's something I've considered.
You know, I mean, I did the same thing at one point in my life. I didn't have anybody living with me. It's a big house. I mean, you've got 1,400 square feet or whatever it is, and it's one person living there. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you might as well have somebody else there. There's 2 bathrooms, 3 bedrooms. Why in the world wouldn't you have somebody else there? Life's better when, I mean, I think people go a little stir crazy by themselves, too.
Sure. The neighbor who complained gathered 80 signatures on a petition requesting that unrelated people not be allowed to live in a single-family home.
They got 80?
80
signatures. I'm surprised they got that many, but 80 is not even enough to... what? Who cares? 80 people.
Yeah, I wonder how big this town is.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up on the break just because I'm curious, because 80 doesn't sound like a lot, like a large percentage.
It doesn't seem like it.
The planning department has decided to grandfather in the roommates in question, but presumably everyone else needs to start coughing up their marriage licenses.
So these people get a pass?
Yes. If you already live together, you get a pass.
It's just nuts. I mean, even if it's 2 people living in the same house, and you just claim we're common law married or whatever. Why shouldn't they be able to have a third? I had a couple live with me one time when I was, you know, had my own house.
Right.
Why?
It's a great way to save money and buy a house.
It's nuts.
Right. This is absolutely crazy. If you think this is okay or you have something else to talk about.
Yeah. Maybe you're seeing another side of this that we're not.
Yeah, please call 855-453. We'll be right back. It's Free Talk Live.
Order. Order.
So you've just finished watching all 90 minutes of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. And you're still hungry for more peaceful resistance? Head to order.victimlesscrimespree.com to pre-order Victimless Crime Spree, the director's cut, on DVD. The DVD not only features the exciting full-length Disobedient documentary which started it all, but it's also loaded with special features and bonus content such as movie trailers, printable activist outreach materials, official Chronic Carol song sheets, two insightful audio commentary tracks, a special question and answer session from the real-life premiere with producers Ian Freeman and Bo Davis, and hours of full-length activist videos. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree Director's Cut debuts February 19th. Reserve yours today at the special pre-order price of just $8.99. Order.victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 855-453 is the number. It's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
If you want to know, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, consider donating $5 a month. with our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it helps Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com for more details.
That's amp.freetalklive.com. Also, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been, they've been taking care of us for a long time. It's SACL CAI.
All righty. So we've been talking about this crazy story out of Watertown, New York, where, in my opinion, basically, this lady, this busybody lady, has decided to go on a moral crusade.
Sounds like that, yeah.
Because she doesn't like people living together that are not married, basically.
Yeah.
And they have gone ahead and outlawed roommates. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but first we've got a call on the line. Jason is listening in North Carolina. Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Hi,
sorry,
how are you?
Total change of topic, but I promised Mark I would call in and talk about my university spending student fees on sex toys.
So this was a story that we covered last night on Free Talk Live. It was a situation where it was Young Americans for Liberty, the chapter at your university. What was the school?
Well, the connection to YAL is imagined by Ross Story. I go to North Carolina State University.
All right. Well, hip us to the story then.
All right, so what happened from my perspective is I was just on Facebook when I got some messages from friends who are not in Young Americans for Liberty,
okay,
who were upset about this event that had been posted where the Union Activities Board, which is not really a student organization, it's a branch of the student government. It's mandated by the university to exist, and we pay a mandatory fee.
All right.
They were putting on what they call dirty bingo, and it's essentially a sex education program with intentional shock value.
Okay.
And they were making a number of posts with a variety of insinuations, you know, just in the name, as Stephanie pointed out last night, dirty bingo there. They're playing up the so-called dirty aspect of sexuality.
Right. They're trying to get people's attention and appeal to prurient interests, right?
Right, exactly. And they posted a picture of the prizes for dirty bingo, and it included an artificial vagina, a butt plug, a dildo, some chocolate.
It's hard to say butt plug without getting people to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, That's been how it's been referred to ever since. There were a lot of different prizes, but everybody hones in on that one.
Yeah.
Is there a more professional name for a butt plug?
The packaging said butt plug. Right.
Okay.
That appears to be what it's called. Maybe you could call it an anal plug. But anyway, there were a bunch of comments on the photo. People saying, I hope you paid for that out of pocket. I mean, there were a number of people from my university expressing concerns on this Facebook event. And so I joined in because I do feel that since this is a mandatory organization, it's a branch of the student government and I pay a mandatory fee to it, that's really not how I wanted my fees to be spent.
That sounds completely reasonable to me.
Yeah, I mean,
but I do have to, I guess I have to ask this. I mean, you know, so do you think it's legitimate for the university to be giving some kind of sex education class, right?
I do. You know, we've been giving out free condoms for decades, as far as I know. And the Student Health Service does put on sex education that as it pertains to disease, you know, and the Union Activities Board said that this event would feature demonstrations of the devices, and they were masturbatory devices, which has nothing to do with preventing the spread of disease.
No, I suppose it could.
That just seems way out of left. Well, yeah, in a certain sense.
It is promoting safe sex, right?
It is. That is a true statement.
So let me ask you this, and I'm only paying. I have to agree that I do not think that this makes any sense that they would be using. I mean, this is just it's beyond the pale in my opinion. But I'm taking the other side here just for kicks. So. If, I mean, you would have a problem, I mean, you don't have any more, why do you have more of a problem with them buying sex toys for their sex education class than you do have them buying soccer balls for their physical education class?
Well, you know, I actually served in the Student Senate for a while, and every time the athletics fee came up, I argued vociferously that athletics is overblown. I mean, I love sports. I like the sports team here, but the subsidy for sports is obscene. Mm-hmm. I mean, they raised the athletics fee last year more than they raised the professors' salaries. They delayed raising the professors' salaries, and they shifted money towards athletics. It's absurd. So I have argued time and time again that the sports are massively oversubsidized at the university.
But you failed on that argument. But you failed on that argument because people don't have a problem giving money for soccer balls, right?
Because I live in North Carolina, and in North Carolina, people have a problem giving money for butt plugs.
Right, and that's the thing is
what you got.
To some extent, I mean, you know, but for better or for worse, you picked an issue where you thought you could win.
And I have, because they got private funding for it.
Right, and so they essentially went out and they got private funding. Now, do you think that this in any way makes it look like whatever this other organization was, the student union that you called it?
Yeah, it's the union board.
The union board. Does it make it look like they won? Because, okay, we're going to give in to disgruntled and repressed, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get private funding for our little rubber sex toys. And, whatever. If we got to make the Puritans feel fine about it, we'll do that. Do you think that they were able to spin it in any way like that?
Well, they haven't, because the whole story got spun a really different way. And so this is like the third leg of the story now that it took a totally different direction after a few days, because total news to me, and it's total news to the union board as well. Apparently in North Carolina, you're going to love this, the state has an iron monopoly on gambling.
Uh-huh.
And so totally unintentionally, and I feel really bad, but what happened is basically I drew enough attention to this event that somebody bothered to read the statute.
And they can't do
that. The whole thing is illegal anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're still having bingo, but they have to keep all the prizes under $10 so that they're not committing a felony, which is just obscene and bizarre, and I tremendously regret that. That's how it turned out, but I had no idea this ball was on the book.
Jason, thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
What do you think about Dirty Bingo? Call about that and more, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. 1 dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about anything. Tonight's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And we have been talking about Dirty Bingo recently. But first, Mark has something to tell you.
Yeah, well, you know, I told you that the phone lines were brought to you by SACL CAI. I also want to give you another important message. The Free State Project is having its Liberty Forum February the 21st through the 24th, so it's less than 2 weeks coming. There's going to be all kinds of speakers there, including Tom Woods, Declan McCullough, Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker. There's many, many more, but far too many to name here. But you can go see the speaking list and get your tickets at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. If you've wondered about the Free State Project, you've just kind of thought, well, it might be a good idea, but I should check it out. This is your opportunity. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use coupon code FTL2013. Tickets are, actually, hotel rooms are probably very, very close to sold out, so you're going to want to hurry. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Yeah, that's always a good time. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yep. So we actually have a phone call, and
Alrighty.
I will go to the phones first, since this is the show about your calls, 855-453. Right now, we've got Jesse from Albany, wants to talk about the housing issue. Jesse, you're on the air.
All right. Yeah, the housing issue. I heard you talking about the moral crusade that the lady was having, and
Do you know for certain that it's a moral crusade? Because, I mean, she could just be annoyed that too many people live in one house.
Perhaps. I don't know her specific issue.
Okay.
I just know from my experience, they already have some interesting laws. Like it's something against, like a bordello or something. They assume that your house is full of prostitutes if you have too many women living in the house, or if there are four unrelated people, you can't have four unrelated people or something like that.
Now, I've seen laws like that. Usually, I think they stop it at five in most places, that of the maximum of unrelated people that I've seen in most towns. Not that I've been all across America checking this out, but it usually is the maximum is four unrelated adults.
Yeah, I think it's that way in Keene, New Hampshire here.
That way, people can have roommates, but you can't. Honestly, I think what they're doing is targeting, poor people, and so that they don't, pile into one house and that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. It makes it tricky. Yeah, for people, it's just the housing prices keep going up, and
sure,
and the energy in the houses, so it's hard to get an efficient place to live for people, even people who make kind of reasonable amounts of money around here.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine for a second, living with four people sharing, two bathrooms and one kitchen. I mean, that would be too much for me. But if people want to do that, who am I to say?
Right. I don't think it's that so much that the cost of houses is going up. That's actually pretty reasonable right now if you're a buyer. But the cost of living is just constantly going up. And we're not, our pay increases are not going up at the same rate.
They're not going up at all.
Taxes are going up. Electricity and oil and all of these bills are going up, and it's hard to live on your own. So this is a great way, in my opinion, to purchase your first home if you're interested in that.
Yeah, that's I've been considering the Free State Project lately just because, number one, the gun laws in New York now, and also just the housing and different stuff like that. It all seems appealing.
Yeah. I'm surprised living in New York you even remember what a gun is.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Right, like the gun laws in New York weren't good to begin with, and they've just gotten worse.
I mean, it's amazing that you can travel, 80 miles or 120 miles, whatever it is, from New York to New Hampshire, and these laws just change completely. You move 80 miles to the east, and these arbitrary little lines in the dirt just, the whole new set of rules applies to you.
Yeah, like you have to defend yourself in completely different manners in different locations on the in the state.
Yep, in New Hampshire, you're allowed to I think it's a $10 shall issue permit, which they don't even. I mean, it's a piece of paper you don't even have to keep on you, and you can protect yourself with a handgun. In New York, you've got to, I guess, yell at the bad guy.
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself, mister.
Yeah, because that's efficient. Anything else you want to talk about, Jesse?
No, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to make my comments just kind of on what the ladies' crusade, what was she trying to do? What's, the new thing she's trying to do in Waterford?
Oh, well, it actually wasn't clear on why. It basically said she didn't like it. So I would guess that she, because it specifically targets non-relatives, so my best guess is that she doesn't want unwed couples living together.
Basically, you're not allowed to have a roommate. Not one.
So boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right.
And how many boyfriend, girlfriends live together?
Could you have two males living together?
Well, no. They said that that would discriminate against...
Zero roommates.
Right. Zero roommates. The only people that are allowed to live together must be related by blood or married by the state.
Holy cow.
Wow, it's holy cow. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Thanks for the call tonight, Jesse. If you've got comments, you'd like to talk about this or anything else, give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I would love somebody to explain to me where this is coming from, because I've certainly heard of, and I have a certain level of sympathy for people that want to prevent, say, eight unmarried, unrelated people from living in the same single family domicile. I get it. I can see why you wouldn't want that necessarily in the neighborhood.
But the law in this particular city was four, and now it's zero.
Yes.
So it wasn't eight to begin with.
No.
And I don't, if you've got a three-bedroom house, four people living in a three-bedroom house isn't that unreasonable. I mean, most of us grew up in homes like that, right?
Well, yeah.
We were related, but still, there was four of us in a three-bedroom house.
And, you know, frankly, what is, as a guy who's done some rentals, you know, it's adults I don't generally have a problem with. It's,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, if you've got kids, that house is going to be much more difficult to get clean and get back on the market than a house that had, say, two gay guys living in it. I mean, I saw some, you know, there's been legislation, including this legislation, that's intended to keep, you know, gay people from living together. Speaking as a former landlord, I've got to say that gay people are the dream tenants. You know, I don't think any landlord should be forced to rent to anybody they don't want to rent to.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because it leaves all the gay renters to me. You know, please go ahead and discriminate against them because that'll be better for me. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, you can have a... It's which would you rather live next door to? Would you rather live next door to a house that had four adults in it that were unmarried and, you know, I assume have jobs and do whatever it is that they do, or a house that has eight kids? I mean, a couple with eight kids.
That sounds like a messy house.
Well, it just sounds noisy. It's, I mean,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Toys in the yard.
Whatever it is that... If you know, I don't. If one can bother you, the other one's going to bother you. But you can't do anything about a couple having eight kids. So, what's the big deal? Stay out of these people's business. It's still,
yeah.
It's,
I think every friend I know is living in this situation, basically with roommates. I can't think of a single friend I have really that lives on their own. Maybe except for you, Mark.
Well, I've got a wife.
Right. You know? I mean, all my friends live with multiple roommates.
If I didn't have a wife, I wouldn't live on my own. I don't see any particular reason
it's
to.
It's expensive.
Yeah. There's no. I mean, you know, it's not even that much fun. My wife goes away to Florida for you know, like 3 months out of the year. So I'm.
Are you bored?
Yeah, I get bored out there.
I would be bored.
But, you know, I mean, I can't very well take on a roommate for 3 months. That would be a little strange.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to live by myself particularly. It, you know, has a lot of downsides to it.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I would want that. But everybody wants their own thing. I just don't see, I can't even imagine this woman writing legislation that would keep people from having one roommate. I mean, it is the...
It seems like a good way to lose taxes because if it's me, I'm moving out of Watertown?
Watertown, New York.
I'm moving
population
away from...
Population 27,000.
Right, exactly. Is there anyone out there who thinks that this is okay? I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark's got a story about college students being locked up for cursing.
One.
All that and more. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can call in and talk about anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And you have something to say?
Oh, no. We just generally do two live reads an hour.
My apologies.
No problem.
I am fairly new at this position.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I thought that it was really brave of you to say, oh, yeah, I'll take the first seat.
Sure. I've done it before.
I was
more prepared last time.
I could be sitting there and doing it, but, I think you're doing just fine up there.
Sure. It's Monday night, too. It's one of the slower nights. I'd be more nervous on a Saturday.
Oh, because more calls are coming
right,
in?
Right, because more calls. There's a lot to do over here, and that's kind of what makes me nervous.
It's easier when calls are coming in.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, speaking of calls, we actually do have a call on the line. It's Ron from Richmond, Virginia. He wants to talk about housing bias. You are on the air, Ron. Hello.
Hey, yeah, first off, I'm not in favor of this, but the situation or this council lady, she reminds me of that lady from that sitcom Three Company, the super's wife or whatever.
The super's wife? Okay, yeah, I can't remember what Mr. Farley was one of them, but it was the couple before that. Mr. Farley was Don Knotts. What's that?
My original reason for calling was basically when they sell these homes, there's already a bias involved in it. I think perceptually because they sell them as single family homes. In other words, the idea being that they're selling the home for family. But my curious question is there any kind of university or college nearby this town?
Oh, I don't know if Watertown contains a university or not. It'd be really unlikely that there wouldn't be a college in a town like in a place like that. I mean, it's just there's so.
Well, I was speaking frat house or sorority. I mean,
right.
A frat house wouldn't work with four people. I mean, that would be a really small frat house.
And usually frat houses are on the school property, aren't they? At least here in Keene, we have a college, and the sorority and the frat houses are, like, the properties are on the college campus, and they're, like,
some
allowed
are, some
to
aren't
have that
is
house.
The answer to that.
I am certainly not an expert in sororities and fraternities.
I would just say that, that there's... that in some cases, Jefferson Community College is in the immediate vicinity, so it doesn't seem like there's any colleges in that I can see off the top of my head here in Watertown. But, I think that, the town had a rule against more than four people who are unrelated living together. I don't think she's going after sororities and fraternities here.
Right. Hey, I have one other quick question. I'm researching or I'm looking into IP... laws, and I'm reading
IP laws
right now. Yeah, intellectual property.
Yep.
And I know you're against that. Who else would you recommend reading?
Well, there's there is one voice that stands above all in the area of intellectual property in arguing against it, and that is Stefan Kinsella. It's K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A, Stefan Kinsella, and frankly, I was completely unconvinced on this subject until I began to read his essays and essentially deconstruct my beliefs around intellectual property.
What are your beliefs currently?
I'm not entirely sure. I think that it's uncouth to go making money off of somebody's, work.
I would agree.
That you haven't sort of participated in. With Free Talk Live, we give you permission. But, other people don't want you to doing that. So, I think that there's a line in that, too. If, for instance, you're doing a karaoke show and, really, how much money should I pay Michael Jackson's estate because one of my people wants to come up and sing Thriller? I mean, how much money do I owe them? It just doesn't, it's kind of a strange line there. I don't think anybody should be find the exorbitant money of like $16,000 a song for sharing songs on the internet. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. But
so your position is more of a that intellectual property should be protected, but the current measures are overbearing, draconian, even.
Oh, I don't think when you say protected, I don't think that the public has any obligation to protect your intellectual property. If if for whatever reason you're able to secure agreements with people and somebody violates those agreements or whatever, then you can certainly go after them as long as you're not committing fraud. And for instance, I'm coming on the air and claiming to be Rush Limbaugh, and some people are fooled by that or whatever. As long as you're not committing fraud, then I don't think that it's a problem. And I think that parodies and spoofs need to be protected, too.
Do you think that with the internet and just the speed of communication that it is a lot easier to call people out for fraud nowadays?
I think that's the worst thing that can happen is that businesses can lose their reputation
right.
in a heartbeat on the internet by being exposed for doing things. So I think that people are hyper vigilant about that. I really just I find it threatening whenever I turn on a movie and I've got to see some kind of FBI warning in three languages before I watch it.
Yeah.
Really, I can't show this in a group of 10 people.
Yeah, for sure. That's always annoyed me.
I think that the first and foremost thing to say is that copyright and patent law in this country, specifically patent law, is broken. It's broken beyond repair, and it needs to be looked at.
Isn't the crustless peanut butter and deli sandwich patented?
Yeah, absolutely. They've got all kinds of crazy things patented. The human genome. My kid is a violation of intellectual property.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Anything else you want to add, Ron?
Stefan Kinsella, K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A. We've had him on as a guest here on Free Talk Live on several occasions. He is, an intellectual property attorney who, speaks on this subject on a regular basis and essentially, comes from the position that intellectual property doesn't exist. And I think he makes a strong argument. If you can limit the use of a song or a book for 10 years, why can't you do it for 1,000 years? Why is it that Mozart's songs are free, but Lady Gaga's aren't?
Interesting.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anything else to add? That's it, Ron? Thanks for the call.
I'll call some other time when I have more.
Okay, great. Thank you for the call. call in about anything you want. You want to talk about intellectual property. You want to talk about dirty bingo. You want to talk about crazy moral housing laws. 855-450-FREE.
So what would you think? You went to college. What would you think if your college was having some kind of dirty bingo event? Where, come on in, play dirty bingo. We'll give you a big rubber purple ding-dong.
I kind of like it.
You think that's interesting?
I don't know. I guess...
You think it's going to be all guys?
I like events that sort of promote sexuality, and I think that people in general are prude, and not everybody, you know, but I think that overall our society could use more sort of laughing at the silliness and being more open about sex, because it's a topic that a lot of people are really uncomfortable talking about, and it kind of, that kind of bugs me, so I kind of support stuff like this in like a silly way. I don't know what I'd do with a butt plug, and I don't really want a vibrator that's been chosen for me. I prefer to choose one myself.
It's interesting that it's funny to watch videos of animals doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the videos of humans doing it, that's bad and wrong and dirty and morally reprehensible.
Right. Well, I just think that it really translates to the way that people talk to their kids about sex. Like when I think about when I was growing up, my parents' attitude was basically, we don't want to talk about this, you're not going to do this. And I was fortunate. I won't say that I was the smartest. I definitely did some stupid things, but I lucked out and I did not ever get pregnant, and I, you know, no trouble, no diseases, nothing like that. But I could have, because my parents were not talking to it.
It makes one wonder. I don't know. We don't really, you know, we sort of live in a world where sex is dirty and wrong, and it makes one wonder, what would it be like if a kid grew up without all the recriminations around that? Would they be healthier sexually?
Well,
or would they be, would they be just as messed up as the rest of us?
I'm pretty sure that if you look at statistics around the world, you will see in countries like Switzerland, for example, you are 9 times as likely to get pregnant in America as a teenager as you are in Switzerland.
So the kid's doing it more, or are they just doing it right?
They're doing it right.
Okay.
I watched a documentary where they were interviewing parents and kids in Switzerland, and it was awesome. Like, the parents, you know, they would, in the cases, they would know the girlfriend, and the kid would ask, you know, hey, can my girlfriend spend the night? And the parents were like, sure, I'd rather them to be doing it under my roof safely than do it in a car, which is where they're going to do it. And newsflash, they are doing it, even if you don't want them to.
Yeah, I can tell you what it was like for me. The cops would come around and hassle you.
Yep.
I mean, do I really need my kid exposed to that?
855-450-FREE,
Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Quantum Life, it's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.